Well, coming up on this episode of My Retirement Clarity, we're going to go inside the office and share a couple stories of two ladies who lost their spouse and how each one of them had to handle it a little bit differently. This is not a situation you want to be in, but by shining a spotlight on this, hopefully can kind of help you should this situation arise for you or someone you know.
Welcome to the My Retirement Clarity Podcast, where our goal is simple: to help you close the gap between what you know and what you implement. The team at J.L. Perkins Wealth Management does this by helping good people make great decisions so they can enjoy an amazing retirement. And now, here's your host and financial advisor, Lee Perkins.
Welcome into My Retirement Clarity. Glad to have you. I'm Ben George with Lee Perkins, owner and financial advisor at J.L. Perkins Wealth Management. Lee, I know you work with all kinds of people in all kinds of situations. Today is not a situation you'd like to work through, is it? But it's something that you see often enough.
Yeah, it really is. We had a stretch maybe about 4 or 5 years ago where in the first 4 months of the year, we had 5 or 6 clients pass away. They were all male and none of them made it to the age of 74. So wow. Those kind of things happen. So it's never good to deal with. But we'll kind of tackle a couple of those situations here today and kind of show you how two of these ladies dealt with it, of course, without giving any specific information about these two folks.
Yeah, and that's the key. I mean, I think everybody is going to handle things differently, and Lee's there to kind of help you work through those things, whatever's best for you in the best direction, best solutions, best strategies for whatever situation comes your way. So if you have questions, again, schedule a meeting by going to talkwithjlp.com. Talkwithjlp.com, best way to get on Lee's calendar, and he'd be happy to sit down and discuss whatever you have on your mind or any questions you might have, or just begin that planning process. But today, we want to dive into this kind of a crisis scenario, right? This is a situation, Lee, I know that it's really, you can feel pretty hopeless, right? So just give us a little background on the two ladies we want to talk about.
Everybody knows, I mean, we're all going to die. The problem is there's not a great way to prepare for it, even though if you've seen friends, close friends, or even your parents lose a spouse, you know they face some challenges. But until you've been through it yourself, you don't really know. And I'm fortunate enough to where, I've not had to experience that yet. And of course, my wife has not had to experience that because I'm still here today. But boy, it's a challenge, and nobody can, you just can't plan for it. You just can't plan for it. You can maybe make some financial considerations, but just the overwhelming emotions of the whole thing, it's something that really just, it'll set you back. It really will.
Yeah, it can be very difficult to work through, obviously, and it's something that some people are prepared for and some aren't. So in this situation, yeah. Lee, were they prepared? Did you work through some of this, or was this one of the situations where they were caught off guard?
Right. So for the two ladies that we'll talk about here today, they lost their spouses within 3 or 4 weeks of one another. One of the ladies was a little bit younger. She was just under 50 or around 50. The other lady was probably 64, 65, but both, it was completely out of the blue. The younger lady, her husband passed away. There was an accident. He passed away. The older lady, her husband died sort of from natural causes. He was probably late 60s. So you could see that maybe, you could think maybe, well, she should start expecting it because he was 68 years old, and some people think that's old. Well, Ben, I'm here to tell you, I'm 54 now. Mm-hmm. 68 seems really, really young to me.
Yeah.
And the other lady's husband was 54. But anyway, both of these ladies had just a devastating event in their life. And one of them, in my mind, as I look back now, she just seemed to handle it a little bit better than the other one. So I'm talking about the younger lady. She wasn't a client when she came to me when this happened. When she came to the office, somebody told me about it, said, hey, did you hear about this? And I did. But she came to the office and she brought a friend, one of her really good friends, and she was there really just to sort of help her be organized before she came to me. And she was just kind of a pit bull in her corner. This lady was already really organized and they did a lot of homework before they came to me, but she just wanted to make sure really that I was the right person to help take care of her friend. And so all three of us met a couple of times. We sort of put a plan in place, and of course this is one that she didn't see happening, you know, play out for another 25 or 30 years or so. But, you know, we put things in place, and she just, in my opinion, seemed to have a better handle of things than the other lady. And again, I'm only basing this based on my interaction with each of the ladies in my office. So, you know, everybody handles things differently at home. So I don't know how the reality of their situations were at home, but yeah. On the surface in my office, this lady handled things a little bit better. We know things can be overwhelming as far as the paperwork and things that have to be done, things that you just don't want to do. But this lady, she got it done. She had a friend who, you know, of course, who helped her a lot more so at the beginning than at the end. So there were still just piles of things to do, and we assisted her the best that we could. And she was still grieving. She still would break down in tears, you know, in our office talking through things. And, you know, she had a couple of kids still at home. But, man, she's just a trooper during the whole thing early on. Now, the other lady was dealing with the same kind of grief. I mean, been married a long time and lost a spouse, but it was still totally unexpected. And I don't think the fact that they were older, I don't know that comes into play or makes it any easier. Yeah. But like I said, he was in the late 60s. And so, like I said earlier, you could say, well, you know, she should have expected it, but you just can't prepare for that. And so, but anyway, she just sort of struggled a little bit more than the first lady. It wasn't her fault. You know, we didn't get frustrated at her here in the office. It was just obvious that she had a more difficult time checking things off of the checklist that we sort of prepared for her. You know, you gotta do this and you gotta send this in. And every time that she had something to do, man, it just reminded her of her husband. And you know, she would break down and she would really be paralyzed for days. So, you know, both of these ladies now, I mean, it's been 4 or 5 years and they're now well adjusted. You know, they got everything done, of course. And if you were to ask them, I think they would probably both tell you now that they felt really appreciated and valued the help that our firm gave them. And we're not tooting our own horn, but that's one of the commitments that we make to every single person, every single couple that comes in the office. If something happens to one of you, we're going to do everything that we can to make sure the surviving spouse is going to be okay during just the most difficult time of their lives. And that's important. You need somebody who can help you make wise decisions, because when you lose a spouse, I mean, you're in a fog for weeks and yeah, or even months, and you got to have someone in your corner. And it's not just, you know, I'm telling, you know, stories of a couple of ladies. It's not just women. I've got a male client who, since he's been a client, he's lost two spouses. Both of them passed away of cancer. And it's just like, man, how much can one person endure? But he's adjusting well too. But you just, man, you can't prepare for it. Hey folks, Lee Perkins here. I wanted to tell you about our brand new book called Next Phase: How to Retire in a Year or Less Without Regrets. It's all about helping you prepare for the next phase of your life, whatever that looks like for you. So, if you're ready to make the most of your next phase, or if you're already retired and aren't sure you're doing all you can to get the most out of your retirement, then you'll want a copy of this book. All you have to do is text NEXT PHASE to 478-475-2050, and we'll send you a copy right away. You can also access additional resources and register for one of our upcoming workshops at our website, www.myretirementclarity.com. Thanks for listening. Now back to the show.
And that's interesting to kind of hear how both people handle it differently. And I'm sure that's kind of part of it with you, Lee. You've kind of seen the range of emotions, right? And just the range of the way people approach the money and stuff. But is it any different in this kind of situation for somebody that comes in that hasn't done any planning with you, or maybe even any planning in general, versus, you know, this happening to someone that you've already been working with?
Yeah, I would say it is, because now this doesn't really apply to these two people, but yeah, if there's one spouse who handles all of the finances and the other person is really sort of in the dark, that's not a good thing. Because that, if that person that handles everything, if they're the one that passes away, man, the whole weight of the world shifts onto the surviving spouse, because now they have to worry about things that they got to learn things that they probably should have been a little bit more involved in. And so that's why I try to encourage client couples. I'm not saying you got to know every single thing about everything, but you need to be engaged and involved enough so that if you are the one left standing, you are not totally in the dark. Because if lots of times a widow person, whether it's a male or female, I guess that would be a widow or a widower, You can become a target of somebody if you don't really know what you're doing. So make sure you are involved in your finances to a degree that if something happened to the person in your household who handles things, that you got an idea of what's going on. And we try to, encourage that for all of our clients. And sometimes we'll have a couple and say, it's time for a review, and they'll come in and only one of them will come in. And I'm like, hey, where's your wife at? She didn't want to come. She didn't need to know this. And I'm like, I think it would be very helpful if they were here.
Yeah. Does communication change at all for you, Lee, let's just talk about these two ladies specifically, because I'm sure they probably need a little more communication, probably going to have more questions, probably may be a little more anxious about things. Does that process change for you when you're supporting someone in such an emotional time?
We want them to know that we are here no matter what. It doesn't matter if it's a financial question that they may have. It can be anything, because you start getting bombarded with things with mail and email, and sometimes they don't know if it's legitimate. So what we try to do is say, hey, if there's anything, any mail or email or a circumstance or something that somebody tells you, if you're not 100% sure of what that is, call us. We'll be happy to talk through that. And I think any good advisor is going to do that. But a lot of times, the advisors sort of don't see that as their responsibility. And I mean, I had a widow client call me, I guess it's been maybe a month or so ago. Now, she hasn't been a client for a while now, but her husband passed away. She had actually, I mean, they're fine money-wise because they've got pension money, but she had spent down some money to purchase a house after he passed away. She called me like maybe a month ago and said, hey, I don't know if you remember me. I'm like, yeah, I absolutely remember you. And she just had some questions, and she wanted to pay me for her time. And I was like, absolutely not. So yeah, just want to have somebody that can help you and be there for you.
Yeah, that's I think most important thing to highlight today is that it's not just about your regular meetings and sitting down a couple times a year with someone and going over their portfolio and their investments and just making sure the numbers add up, right? It's a lot more personal for you and for your team there at J.L. Perkins Wealth.
Absolutely. Yep.
Well, if you have any questions, you want to run something by Lee, or you know someone that could use some help financially that's maybe going through this situation and hasn't done any planning, or you just like to get ahead, whatever the situation might be, the best way to schedule a meeting with Lee is just go to talkwithjlp.com. Again, talkwithjlp.com. And as a reminder, Lee, we always like to provide an offer for people that listen to the podcast because we appreciate the support. We always thank people for reaching out and getting in contact with you through the podcast, and that's why we have a book offer for them.
Yeah, so we got a new book, probably came out maybe about three or four months ago. It's called Next Phase, How to Retire in a Year or Less Without Regrets. It's really a great resource for people who are considering, maybe they're not retired yet, just kind of thinking about it. But I think it's a really good resource for people who may already be retired and maybe even looking at what the next phase of their retirement looks like. It's a simple book, easy read. If you want a copy of it, just text the word next phase to 478-475-2050.
All right, Lee. Well, I appreciate you sharing these stories, these two ladies, and appreciate the work that you do. We'll probably do an episode like this in the future, I think, just kind of sharing some more stories from inside the office and with work that you do. I think it just kind of helps people understand what you do every day and how you help people beyond just the dollars and cents. Go ahead.
Yep, absolutely. And I think maybe the next time we won't do one that's such a gloom and doom episode. Do something that's maybe a little more more positive of an outcome than this.
Fair enough. Well, it is reality though, right? That's part of what planning is all about, being ready for everything. All right, Lee, thanks for your time today and appreciate you listening to My Retirement Clarity. We'll have a new episode coming soon. Lee, have a good week.
You too. Hey there, Lee Perkins here. If you're like a lot of folks, you've been listening to this podcast for a long time now, but I've got an important question for you. Have you implemented any of the ideas that we've discussed on the show? If you haven't, what are you waiting on? You know you're not getting any younger. So here's my challenge. Don't just consume the content. Our number one goal for this podcast is to help you close the gap between what you know and what you implement. So if you're ready to implement, take that first step today and visit www.talkwithjlp.com and schedule a 15-minute phone call with one of our advisors, and we'll help you close the gap between what you know and what you implement so you can enjoy the next phase of your life. Now is your time. Don't procrastinate any longer.
Investment advisory services are offered by J.L. Perkins Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor and insurance agency. Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, legal, or investment advice. Always consult with a qualified tax, legal, or investment professional before taking any action.